4NUE, mobile.
No, we're just loading up groceries down here at Old Eason, getting ready to head to Ingalls. How's your day, bud? In general, TR.
Oh, pretty good. I'm headed into Greer, and I got to take care of some stuff at Lowe's. I'm at corner of Jordan Road and Mill Gin and Bradley Deal. Headed on into Greer. Gonna eat lunch with a friend and then go spend some more money at Lowe's.
If you know the distance between those two switches, the very easiest way is with 14-3. So if you can buy a small roll of 14-3 Romex and then use this schematic, it'll be like standing on your head. It'll be so easy.
I don't know how long I'm going to be tied up. I got to run somewhere after that. So I don't know. Let me give you a holler and see kind of what the deal is. But I got some questions about the breaker box, too. I tried to keep everything neat as I could, but I got some questions.
Better look neat. No problem. And, you can come by and give me a call or whatever you want to do. And if not, I'll run that sketcher up to you after a while. Now, there's quite a few wires wind up. You use the box, the octagon box that you mount your light on. I don't know what kind of light you're mounting. But the light you want to turn on and off, it can be a deep box. It makes it a little easier. But if not, I think you can fit them all into a standard 4-inch octagon box with Romex connectors inside of it. You know, you can buy them with the connectors in it or buy half-inch ones and knock them out. I prefer knocking them out and putting a Romex connector on them, but sometimes when they're in a ceiling, you're better off to... And just get the boxes with the little clamps inside.
Alright, well I'll check it out. How's Miss Bernice today?
Well, the mood she's gonna be in, I let her load the groceries up just now in the back. And she's headed back this way. She's doing fine.
Tango Mobile.
4NUE, how are you today, sir?
Not bad, Chad. Good to hear you this morning. And I'm just running errands and doing things I need to do. And it's warming up out here nice and warm, so I'm going to do some antenna work outside in a little while. Right now, I got two other errands to go run. And hello to you, and hello again, Tom.
Well, I'm getting ready to back out here out of Old Eason and be like Willie Nelson and get on the road again. Go ahead, Chad.
And I'm at 291 Sloan Road, headed on into Greer. And like I said, Rusty, it's good to hear you. It's been a while since I've talked with you. I've been so busy and all. Let me know how your launcher works out.
On that already, because I did a test firing of it a couple of times the other day. The pellets, whatever you want to call them, bullets, whatever. Mine is a tight fit, and they don't go all the way down the full length of the small tube, but they shoot, I was able to put 30 pounds, about 25, 26 pounds in the tank the other day, and I was able to shoot the thing up about, somewhere around 40 to 50 feet into the air without a problem.
I'm pretty good with it, Chad. I told him you can just take a file and just lay it and you can just file it down a few thousands.
What you can do is take a wooden dowel, as long as the barrel, cut you a little split on the end of it and put you some sandpaper in there. Put it in a drill motor and, clean up some of the inconsistencies into the barrel or in the launch tube, whatever you want to call it. And that probably would be the best thing to do. And Rusty, you do know, just want to make sure you know, that the man that makes them bullets, he comes into town about once a year. So if you lose one, you have to wait till next year for him to come back in.
That's good information, and I'll keep that in mind. But like I said, I was just shooting up in my front yard, I'm gonna make sure that I get them where I need them, and and since I don't have to shoot anything very real, I'm not shooting into a 100-foot tree. Let's put it that way. So I'm not gonna be doing it, and the reel that Tom gave me to go on mine is, I think Tom said that thing had about 12 or 15 pound line on it, and it seems to be doing what it wants to do. And like I said, right now I'm not going to mess with the inside of the launch tube or the pellets themselves, whatever you call them, the bullets, whatever. Right now, as long as it's working, I'm not, as they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So that's what I'm going to follow through. Go ahead, Tom.
This is NZRTR with the man on the mountain. I think he's pulling your leg a little bit, Rusty, because I'm the one that cast the bullets, or the projectiles, shall we call them. And that can be modified a little bit by the lead, tin, antimony mix. But it's real easily remedied, like Chad said, or just take some brace, even sand off a little around the perimeter of that thing. Shouldn't take very much at all. It's soft, about 13 Brunel. Chad wouldn't understand that though.
I got it. Just want to let you know, I was pulling your leg about, the Tom. But just want to let you know, now, the closer you get that pellet to the launch chamber, the air chamber, the more height you're going to get out of it. So it probably would be in your best interest to, do something about that. You just have a better experience with it.
What happens? Like I said, hopefully I'm going to be able to get a chance this afternoon to raise at least one corner, maybe two corners of my antenna and get them up into the air. So I need to look into that. But as I work with it, I'll probably make some adjustments. But right now, everything seems to be working the way I need it to. So I'm not going to go ahead and really mess with it and everything until I actually have a chance to really do some shooting. Well, I've arrived at my next stop. I got to go in here and see these folks about this shirt I got to take in here to get embroidered on. So I'll be back in a few minutes. N0TR to take it. W2T. Back in a few minutes.
Okay. See you after a while, Rusty. W2T, N0TR. Go ahead, Mr. Chad.
I passed 1043 Highway 357 in Greer. And I just, heard you on the radio, figured I'd drop by and talk with you for, anybody who's out there. But gonna go eat lunch with Daniel today. So I'm kind of excited about that. It's been a while since I've had a chance to sit down and talk with him.
Well, Chad, you can tell Daniel hi. I haven't talked to him in a while. And I see that there's a guy up here at this place I like to stop now and then. Buy some firecrackers, maybe. And I'm going to try to get in that lane so I can pull in if he's still there. So I'll let you go. Have a good day. Have a good lunch. This is NZRTR73.
Have a good day, sir. It's KO4 NUE. Standing by.
Mobile again.
KO4 NUE.
Hey, what you up to today?
At 115 East Waite Hampton Road here in Greer. Have you noticed all this traffic? I mean, right here on 29. I mean, my gosh, Rusty, it's just like the last year or 6 months. It's just, you can't hardly move.
That way on that road Saturday morning, I had to go to over there to the Target, whose address says Wade Hampton. It says, you know, it was over there on Wade Hampton Boulevard on Target. And there was quite a bit of traffic out there. I was surprised at the amount of traffic that was on the road for a Saturday, and in the rain like that, there was still a lot of traffic out there.
Exactly. And I mean, it's, you know, northbound, it's, my gosh, it's, I'm at the top of the hill. It's red light to red light. I picked wrong time to come into town.
And it's around lunchtime, so yeah.
Yeah, well, I got to run to Lowe's and get some supplies and all. But at any rate, how have you been? It's been a while since I talked with you. Everything's good?
Oh, I've had a couple of exciting times. Some things bother me, but as a rule, everything seems to be going okay right now. And like you said, I'm in this lunchtime traffic out here, too, over on 295 Bypass here in Spartanburg on Southport Road. And it's this traffic is lined up trying to get up here to the corner to make the turn and go around the corner onto John B. White Boulevard. So, you know, it's like that, and it's just what it is. And you can't avoid it, particularly if you're going this way, because I need to go around and hit the ATM at the bank. So that's where I'm headed now, and then to the grocery store and then home. So then I'm going to spend the rest of the day at home. I made a nice pot of chili yesterday, and it'll be on its second day. So when I warm it up today, it'll be good.
All right. Well, I've made it to I don't know where this is right here on Greer, but it's just further you get into Greer, the worse it gets. The new Walmart, I guess, on 29. But my goodness. Anyway, listen, I'm fixing to turn in. So nice talking to you, bud. And maybe next time you come up Tom's or something, give me a holler. I'd like to swing by and meet you. But nice talking with you. That's KO4NUE. I'll be clear on your final, Rusty.
Hey, Chad. Well, we'll talk to you later. And if I remember, my mind lets me remember it. I'm going to be an older man tomorrow. So, you know, memory is one of the first things they say to go. I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. KO4NUE, W2T Mobile.